Blog Talk Radio.
Today. Thank you and welcome to Edonia's Garden of Cinnamon. Today is it's Wednesday and it's currently 80 degrees. It's going to get up to 91 degrees today. I wanted to get you prepared, or I know you're probably already aware of it, so we can always get the weather report. So I just want to give you just a little bit of reminder. I'm Redonia, and it's just the Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly of God in Christ. Now, the call-in number is 929-477-2573 for anyone that may want to call in. Now, I'm going to share a little bit with you today. Listen, let me tell you, I'll suggest one thing for you, to you. I know that a lot of folks love to play those games on the on their iPod or their phone or whatever it is, device they get. They like to play games, but do you realize, and perhaps maybe you don't realize, but I have to let you know that they're also, just as they're apps when they're to play to keep your mind occupied playing games fruitlessly, they're apps to really benefit you, that can really help you. And two of the apps that I have on my device that I find very beneficial and be very valuable, and the apps are free. But one of the apps is MedMD, or MD Med. Okay, let me make. One of the apps, I know the other one is Dryad. And on these apps, you can, whatever it is, your symptoms that you may be experiencing. Yeah, the other one is, as I mentioned before, is WebMD. WebMD. And the other one is Atriad. So, all these medical apps that's on here, you can research for the symptoms that you may be experiencing, and you can research the possible causes, and then you will be able to follow up on that, and it'll also tell you what the solutions would be, possible solutions. And of course, would always suggest that you would consult with your physician. Of course, that's always included. But when you go to your physician, at least you will be knowledgeable. You will have some insight, and you always be able to discuss with your physician whatever methods or treatments that they're proposing. You should be able to discuss that. But if you don't have any awareness or knowledge yourself, how can you discuss anything? All you can do is just go and take whatever word they give you. But it's good to interact with someone that you are looking to care for you. It's always good that you, have some kind of knowledge or information that you take upon yourself to look up on, not just take the word of someone else. And once you have become knowledgeable, then you can take what you have learned to your physician and get the confirmation thereof. So I'm speaking about these things because there's a lot of sickness among us, and Christ came and he healed, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, I'm not supposed to, obviously, I'm not doing the things that Christ did. The things Christ did was really, people thought it was kind of strange, but, it was the final effect. It was accomplished through him doing the things that he did. That's what matters, really. Because people were healed, they walked, drive, see, the deaf could hear. He could do all of those things. But we have now available for us the resources that we have. We don't even take advantage of them. I guess we know better, we do better. But the reason why we don't take advantage of it is because we're bombarded with so many other different things that's thrown at us that it never even occurs to us that the things that we need to really be focusing on and taking into consideration, and that is the main thing is our health. Nobody is going to care for you like you're going to care for you. And your body is the temple. It's the temple of Yah. It's the holy tabernacle. And it's given to us everything on the earth to sustain and maintain our bodies, that we may have good health. We may have life and life abundantly. So we need to start focusing on that. And one of the things that we really need to be aware of is our intake, what we put in our body, because it's a lot of the things that the lifestyle that we have become accustomed to that is causes of many of the illnesses and sicknesses that we have. So it's going to have to be an elimination from things that you like, that you might like it, but you have to let it go and put it aside for something else that's going to be more beneficial to you, something that's going to be more healthy for you. And I was sharing the last time that I was on the air, I shared with you about a little from having feelings, and I'm gonna give you a little bit more insight on having feelings. Okay, having feelings is according to Ellen Wright. Health is a great treasure. It is the richest possession mortals can have. Wealth, honor, or learning is dearly purchased if it be at the loss of the vigor of health. None of these attainments can secure happiness if health is wanting. And that is so very, very true, very true. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 9:35. The Savior is just as willing to heal you today as when he was on earth. And he told the disciples that he sent them out to heal, and they were continuing to do that even after he left. And he told them that that they do great things. They with him, they've seen him do it, but greater things that we shall do, because we believe that had not been him. So that is talking about us. And it's got to start with us. It's got to start, first of all, with you. Because if you can't do anything for yourself, you cannot do anything for anybody else. So you got to take your life, your health matters, into your own hands. And not saying that you don't need you do need your doctor, because they are there, they are here in our life for a reason, for a purpose. So you need their professional confirmation once you do the search for yourself and you discover what it is that you have been doing that has caused the ailments or whatever problems that you have, and then once you eliminate that, and then what it is that you will need to be doing from there on out. I'm going to play another clip, and then I'm going to share a little bit more of having feelings with you. I think there it is. Well, this thing, that's all of the time. Let me go back here again. So since it just jumped off to another page, no screen, I'm going to go back to what I was sharing about having feelings. Okay, well, some of the things that's going to be discovered here is why God allows us to get sick. Another thing is discover the only way to obtain heaven's healing. Keep your source of vitamins outside food. The most important secret for longevity, the main cause of fatigue. And down the earth, meal suggestions. Practical tips guaranteed to help you improve your eating habits. How to lose. The number one reason you fail when you try to change your diet. And I'm not going to have enough time to go through everything because I'm running out of time. I did a brief segment today, and I should have extended it a few minutes more, but I did not do that. When I come back again, go a little further into this. But take care of yourself. Love yourself, because if you can't love yourself, then you can't. It's impossible for you to love somebody else. It really is. So always remember to pray, and I thank the Most High for the opportunity that's allowed to me to share with you. Again, thanks. Be blessed. And have a wonderful day. Again, I'm Sister Zonia, Gardeners of the Enemy, Spiritual Family. Take care. And perhaps I may do another segment come Friday. I'm really kind of balancing myself out right now so that overextend myself. I want to do that. I should be back on Friday, hopefully. God bless. Have a great day. And always pray. Those apps again is WebMD and I Try It, Sierra. You know, when you go to the hospital, you see PIs. So you can access that in their medical profession that put compile that app, those apps, to put the destination in. It's available for you. You can be sure for that. Yes. Wasn't able to get another audio up for you that I'll express down there.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa to liberate yourself, Africa. Keep going.